tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey. Not me.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janet here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop After Show. This is my favorite part right here. There we go. That's all. That's all we're going to give y'all. What up, y'all? Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button down below. Tweet us, comment us, hit us up on iTunes, all that. We all over the place. AfterBuzz TV, search us, subscribe to us, follow us, love us. We appreciate it. You guys can keep the conversation going. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J all show long. You guys, here's my co-host, Nicolette Sensei Don't Play Gauna.
Hey.
Where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me at Sensei Don't Play.
Don't Play.
Don't Play.
Miss Cornelia Stradwick, where can they follow you?
Hey, what's up, everybody? You can follow me at Cornelia, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
That's right. So make sure you guys hit that follow button and then click the subscribe right below. And leave us a comment. Tell us what y'all thought of the show, because I was just so excited, y'all. I thought Amina had a friend.
But it was her sister.
But it was her sister.
But her sisters are real sweet.
I love her sister.
I know. They really be caring about her. Like, girl, please, yes, come to Germany, girl. Come.
I am 100% convinced that they have got married for a green card.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
sold.
Clearly.
Yeah, like that... At this point, she's makes herself look so bad that that's the only thing I'm willing to accept at this point.
Because
I can't accept that she really is this off.
Well, because even now, seeing her with the conversation with her sister tonight, I was like, oh, so they do get it. You know what I mean? Like, it isn't like a Germany thing.
Because right.
I was a little like, you know what I mean? Cultures are different. Like, my family in Greece, like, they don't be doing sets. They be thinking I'm weird. I mean, I am weird. You know what
Jesse.
I mean? It's Americanized.
Wait, I don't know what you're saying.
Never mind. I'm over it.
You didn't lost me when you went there.
So anyways, her sister Sophie. I was just really more concerned about who was actually watching the child during this conversation.
It wasn't Peter.
Clearly, because he was sleeping at
the
Tara's house.
The production team had the baby.
In the van.
In the van.
They talk about Peter, and Amina knows nothing will change. She's admitted that. And she knows she needs to leave him. And she's thinking about moving back to Germany.
But will she?
No. Oh, you know what?
I hope she does.
I hope this is the last season for Amina.
Yeah.
I really hope this is the last season. You know what I mean? Like, I know she wants a paycheck, and I know she wants some sort of platform, and I'm not trying to say, like, get off TV, girl. You know what I mean? But this ain't helping.
It's not healthy, Amina. And you have a child now. Like, let's not start the pattern. Let's not keep it going. Just go back home with your family. They'll help you with the baby. You know, she can get a nice bilingual education.
Right.
Just
go find you.
There's nothing here for you. There's nothing here for you in these streets.
Go back to Germany and find you a Boris Kojo.
Okay.
He is from Germany. He is German.
So then Amina goes home and Peter shows up. He had spent the night over at Tara's house.
But Tara wasn't there.
Right, because that makes it all better. But she was probably in her panty drawer, being like, I miss your dad. Wearing her socks and shit.
Peter,
I mean, because you know his ain't clean.
Right. He says, baby, I have a surprise. I'm like, you done put a ring on the girl, you done got tattoos, like what can be, you done... Went on a vacation with your ex-girl.
Like, is this a good surprise or a bad surprise? Because there's been a lot of surprises.
He said he's bringing all the kids together. And you saw Amina, that little sunshine.
But I mean, just a little bit. She was just
like this little light of mine.
So, to cheer her up, to cheer me up, the gift you're giving me is to meet somebody else's kids?
Meet all the kids.
I mean, somebody else's, and that's the prize for me?
I mean, at this point, that's what I wanted a long time ago, but that's not what I'm wanting now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, yeah, I've been wanting that, but I mean, that's the surprise.
Amina, I really want you to meet everyone else who's in this circle, you're not the only girl I've treated like this. I want to bring you to a support group of people who can be there for you.
That's a surprise.
She's like, what if they really had a support group and it's all the baby mamas?
That's a television show.
And they're all just like, the hanky panky rehab.
Sounds like South Park.
Oh.
Wasn't that Hanky Panky the Christmas poo?
I don't know. He just keep on saying Hanky Panky. I didn't do no Hanky Panky, no pun intended. Just saying. Done enough Hanky Panky.
Peter, when you're in this type of a situation, the best thing to never say to a woman is...
And what was that?
Babe, you know, you do a lot of complaining.
Peter really lives in another world. He really lives in another world. Peter, I complain because you ain't shit.
Like, what do you expect me to do?
Right, she said.
Peter really.
No, he's like a little kid. Like, and they're really just people that they just really grow up and they just fucking Toys R Us motherfucking kids. They don't want to grow up. Toys R Us motherfucking kid. Peter is on the bed like, you know when a kid gets restless? Like,
he was.
Like, bitch, calm down and listen to her. Then she goes to say, Peter, I'm complaining because sometimes you go out for days and I can't, you never pick up the phone. He's like, you know, you're right. Yeah, I'm going to do better.
My phone's not always by me, you know?
Peter, you
bitch. No, Mina.
Why ain't it by you? What are you doing that your phone ain't by you? That you Instagramming these kids and everything on your damn Instagram?
He has another woman.
Right.
Peter has to have another woman.
Of course. He has to have a safety shack, a safe haven. Because he got to get away from Mina. He got to get away from Tara. He needs some fresh...
I can't. Some
fresh meat.
This guy, Peter really is living in an alternate reality. Something really is wrong with him. Like, this is now beyond the show. He's sick.
No, yes.
He's ill.
I know. It's so sad. I really look at him like, you really are like
he needs
ex.
Help, man.
And then he really was like, you know, I just feel like I'm losing you, so I want to do something now. Like,
do I know. What?
I'll do better.
No,
I'll
you won't.
Do better. You're 50-something years he old. Like, bitch, if you old. Haven't done it by now, you ain't doing it.
He gonna be in his 70s like, I mean, I don't know
anymore. I'm gonna do better.
I hope not.
Moving on from that, from one hot mess to another, Diamond fell in love with New York, and apparently some new date, too, because, bitch...
I mean, go ahead, Diamond. I am at a show.
Girl, bye. You just think he's fine.
Girl, hi. No. Mm. He's actually taking her around, showing her a good time in New York, you know, making her feel alive.
I'm sure he is,
bit.
Because that camera is sitting there real pretty, so he's like, I'm going to be out to get put on. Rockefeller what?
That's what BFFs do. No. They okay, hang out together because Rock
Right, I was looking at Rock like, you a music producer? Okay.
Rock was... He was a little too...
Let's just say if we was playing the Super Bowl, he looked like he would be maybe play for my team.
Yeah, he don't go to the same church as me.
Oh, y'all, bye.
We not sitting at the same.
Nicola just don't want her dreams crushed.
My dreams are not crushed, but I mean, shoot, just because he's taking out Diamond, I mean, and he be wearing what he was wearing does not mean he is playing for your team.
Girl. He had a size 2 outfit.
First of all,
we were the same
find me a
outfit.
Straight man that talks about,
I
you know,
probably
we've been
would wear
soaking.
The same outfit, and we probably would match, and we'd look real cute.
Girl, don't ever be out here wearing, if you can fit your man clothes.
That's everything. I love wearing my man's clothes.
No, but if they
your
fit,
man?
No.
Girl, we were just if talking, we you were like,
clothes,
I can't have
you
a masculine man. Bitch, I'm your best friend, and I'm
exactly.
gay.
Exactly.
Yo, okay. What the fuck
if
your boyfriend gonna be?
You can fit your man's clothes.
I mean, want you to remember that. No. I want you to remember that.
I mean, I've rocked hella clothes of my man.
No. It's different if you're wearing your man's shirt. But if your man's like,
you
yo,
put
babe.
It on his
no,
jeans.
No, if I see his jersey, I'm like, ooh, that's a fly-ass jersey. I'm going to put that shit
hello.
On.
Hello.
If you can wear your man's jeans.
If he's wearing your clothes. I don't care if you're wearing your man's jeans.
Oh, well, that'd
jeans,
be kind of weird if he was wearing my clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to put on my jeans? Like,
yeah. Okay, I don't know about no jeans.
No, if y'all could fit getting the
I'm
same
just saying,
jeans.
Like some jeans, like that's first of all, I would not probably date a guy that skinny.
Guys, can we just
I mean,
talk about this
skinny,
music producer?
But, right, okay.
Talking about
y'all over here sharing clothes and shit.
You wouldn't date a man that's Anyways.
I mean, I probably would.
All right, let's just talk about this. So Rock is kissing all up on Diamond. Like, how long have you known each other? Didn't you guys just break up? She's talking about, you know, I just want to talk about my past. Bitch, that was a week ago.
But no, he wanted to gossip. He's really ready to gossip.
Like, you know, Cisco ain't shit.
He ain't out here real. He ain't out here
Rock,
real.
Cisco will run you over.
Rock, don't gossip.
Right, well, he must be friends with Rich Dollars. Or he might want to see that at the AfterBuzz table. Rock. So Rock's hating on Cisco, calls him a lame. He's like, you know, babe, so you and me, we've been soaking for a while.
Soaking? Who uses soaking? That, like, threw me for a curve.
I was like,
do you somebody who can wear the same outfit as you? That's who used the word soaking.
Girl, remember what I told you. Girl, don't be dating these men who be wearing the same outfits as you.
We've been soaking. Like, soaking. Like,
we're at a bath bar. What are those, like, called?
What?
They're called bath bars or something. Like, don't, like...
No, I don't know what a bath bar is.
No, I heard that, like, don't, like, gay areas have, like, those...
A bathhouse?
The bathhouse?
Why? Maybe.
The gay area.
They've been soaking.
Gay areas.
I don't know, that's what I heard. Like,
girl, I don't be up in them.
I mean, clearly, that's not the place to go, but I was just saying, y'all was saying he's playing for your team, he talking about soaking, well, and just looking,
he's
like...
he's soaking diamond strawberry up in the bathhouses.
Honey.
The bathhouse.
Soaking her strawberries.
I can't. So Cisco is confused in the pool hall talking to Rich Dollars. He wants to get back with his, as he referred to her, L.A. girl.
That's fucked up right there. Like, right.
And then
they were doing it in the car. Right. You can't expect much from a dude.
Like, we have never done it in the bed. Like... You have never done it in the bed.
Okay.
You have never done it in the bed. You got me.
Wait, as being girls, so is Diamond posting these Instagram photos solely just to piss Cisco off?
Yes.
Because if you fucking with a dude that quickly, like, you was just fucking with Cisco.
Yes.
I mean, the way Cisco would have treated me, fuck him. Yes, I'm posting these photos. I'm going to look hella cute, and I have this new man. But if it's pissing you off, well, good. And if it's pissing you off, I don't care.
Most of the things we post on Instagram is for somebody else. Like, real talk. You want somebody to see it. Otherwise, you wouldn't post it.
I don't know, because there's certain things I wouldn't post.
Diamond wants people to know, and Cisco,
yep,
that she got a new dude. Look how she's actually, she's like, you, I'm out here.
I thought Cisco wanted to talk to me. I thought my mama scared him away. Like, how old are you that you are excited that your mother scared your boyfriend away?
She looking like Baby Spice with them out here.
She
clearly ain't that old.
So Cisco, well, no, beyond that, Cisco's complaining about whatever because he can't get back with his other baby mama, so he's just trying to find one pussy to stay with.
His baby mama, I figured out who she looks like.
Who?
Missy Elliott.
What?
Don't do that to Misdemeanor.
Right.
Don't do that to Missy Misdemeanor.
She they could be sisters.
Rich shows an Instagram picture of Diamond and her new boo. Rich.
What?
Rich was waiting for that. He was just like, let me just
look what I had. Bitch, you had that saved on your phone ready. It was actually a screen grab.
Right.
But had an attitude with it too, like, you tell me was good. Why are you having an attitude moment, Rich? He had all the tea. Rich, he probably was at home, I got all the tea.
And he was telling Cisco the tea too. I mean, you know, you can't get mad at your baby mama, like, what you talking about? And he like, Rich all wrong about this one, you know what I'm saying? Whoever she gonna be sleeping with, there's gonna be a problem. Like, you need
these
to
double
calm
standards
down.
I can't.
Right.
All right. So did you guys like the new rapper that we met today? Uncle Murder?
The beat was cool.
Huh?
I'm just mad his name.
Uncle Murder.
I'm just mad
Uncle
his
Murder.
Name.
Yeah. Is he back?
Apparently. You know?
He just sounded like a
rapper out here, right? All right. So he sounded a little bit like Rich Homie Quan for sure.
Well,
or Future, or
Young Thug.
Well, Uncle Murder been around before them, so they sound like him.
Well,
okay. So
Uncle Murder's not new.
No, I was joking. It was being very sarcastic about that.
Uncle Murder, let me get my game up.
So Diamond shows up, and Cisco chills back. You know, I didn't call you to argue or nothing. Yeah, you did. Where did you thought this was going to be a civilized conversation? You thought that you bringing up the dude that she's fucking now is going to be a civilized conversation. We've seen the last four interactions since she's been out here. Every right. interaction y'all have had have ended up with a glass just, being thrown somewhere.
Yeah, I just hate how she yells. It'd be hurting my ears. I'm like, over here breaking mirrors yeah. and shit.
Both of these kids are lost in the world. They just lost, you know?
She says she wants to be respected. He wants to right his wrongs. And then he said, you already fucking with this trick. So quickly after, he said, anyone who was really here for me, now I'm starting to see that you wasn't really out here. You know what I mean? How we flip. Here we go. Flapjack. Right. He says, someone who was out here for me would have sat around longer. So you literally just were, you admitted that you've been just letting this girl be a beating bag. Any bitch out here that was here for me would have went through all that shit. And no, she wouldn't. No. Hence why you're still single. That's why you're single. It's why these women are not with you, because you felt that they should put up with your bullshit. Like, a real woman gonna last through all this? You're putting these people through bullshit. Why should they stay around? Because you're destroying their ego, their life. Like,
he thinks it's okay.
Dudes really be out here doing that.
See, that's the problem. When
women test their loyalty,
women put other women in bad positions. And what I mean by that is, the whatever woman had him thinking that they were going to be the punching bag and allowed them to be the punching bag for him has set the standard. So now when he deals with women, he's going to think that that's how it goes.
Yep.
I can do what I want to do. I can run around. I can have other chicks. And when I tell you, yeah, you're going to cry and you're going to be hurt. But, oh, you'll still be around. Oh, well, I'll do it again. Stop setting the standard for these guys. Because that's just making it harder for everybody else.
Yep.
Because if somebody else come up behind her and now they dating this dude, he gonna try to treat her like dirt, and now we have to start the lesson over again. Stop doing this.
Okay.
Damn.
She calls him a fraud. The more you know.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Shit, preach, I think Katy Perry just wrote over on the star.
On the star.
She calls him a fraud. She pushes him in the face. I was worried for Diamond's life at that moment because Cisco
backed up. She really didn't need to do all that. Like,
and then
girl.
He came forward, and that security guy was like, oh.
Diamond just did that for the cameras. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't
put your hands on a man. He's gonna punch you.
She did that because she was trying to do the most and try to look real G on camera. And then, girl, you just went too far.
Sorry. Moving on from that, it was like Throwback Thursday, DJ K Slay. Mm-hmm. And then we see this model at the beginning of the episode. Can we please lay off the razor bump shots, y'all? Like, she was real cute, though. Her name is Johnny Blaze. And apparently she used to fuck Rich Dollars, or she thought they were dating. Rich thinks that they were just fucking. He did her dirty. She put his number on blast back in the day. Apparently she's messy, according to Rich. And then the story kind of plays out a little more, that we find out that they were, like, kind of in a relationship. But she's one of those bitches, like, I couldn't, I wouldn't know how to read her, because she'd just be one of them bitches that just stare at you like that.
Well, she went to jail.
No, I know.
Committed a crime.
I mean, she really looked over here like she was really sad when she was talking to him, and I was just like...
She's like, and then when I was, she was like, Cookie, like, when I went in jail, you was fucking other bitches, but who paid for your lawyer? Okay, Lucius, like, sit down.
Right. You were doing hard time.
This ain't Empire.
I'm so confused. Like, you were doing hard time.
Sorry. Apparently, she plays four instruments. I'm curious to know what instruments Johnny Blaze plays.
I'm curious to see what her talent is.
She plays four instruments.
Does she sing or rap? Do we know that?
I don't know. They didn't say anything about what she could play. And anything that he was describing her did not have anything to do with music.
I mean, maybe a kazoo. You know what I mean?
I don't know. She might be out here like, well, he has a lot of bitches that he needs to be handling.
All so. I know is that K-Slay seemed a little too desperate in trying to sell this bitch. He was like, she played four instruments. She can open a can of tuna with her vagina. Like, this bitch is where the money is at, yo. Yeah. Johnny Blaze, I know you used to fuck with her, but now this bitch done, Jesus done came back down, kissed this bitch's pussy, and that shit is fresh.
Because,
like,
Rich is the only person. Rich is the only option here.
Rich is the only one who will take sloppy seconds.
Or third, fourth.
Right. Seventh.
Bring it back. However, he's dating Monique Slaughter, apparently. I'm not mad at this.
So Rich is in L.A. now.
I don't know if he's in L.A.
Yeah,
or
I'm not mad at
I mean, obviously this is clearly a plot to link New York and Hollywood somehow together.
But Rich dollars.
Or maybe they just really like each other.
Maybe. I actually would not be mad at their relationship. I feel like they both are a little bit of like...
on the same level.
Where they might be able to like really make it like... You know what I mean? Well, he would treat crazy, the baby though. Good. She would
totally flip out on Rich.
But
Can you imagine?
I feel like she would be able to make Rich keep his shit to himself.
I don't know.
Because Moniece will fuck up anyone who come around. She'd be like... Did you fuck Rich? Did you fuck Rich?
I don't know. Rich be liking them crazy bitches, so go ahead.
It might be one dude, Fizz, be like, wait, man. You have a singing career?
Yes, I remember him.
So they go to Serafina, great restaurant in New York. Johnny and Rich Dallas. They have this business meeting.
She wanted was a sorry. Wants him. And I just don't understand why these bitches still want Rich dollars. What does he have? Because we know it ain't the D.
No.
Okay.
Did we see the nudes?
Yeah. We seen the nudes, honey. Girl. Yeah, I've shown you.
Show me the nudes.
I don't remember.
It looked like a little mushroom. Literally just the mushroom. Literally not a big one. Just literally the mushroom that just grows on a shrub.
Like,
yeah. Just.
All right. But... So she wants a sorry, and he says sorry. She said, and then I hate when girls do this. You know, all I want is for you to just say you're sorry. Babe, I'm sorry. You didn't even mean that.
Well,
there's nothing that he can get on your knees like.
No one's going to do that.
Right.
Like, and then she accepts his apology right away. It's like, girl, if you don't accept it, then don't accept it.
I'm just like, this bitch really broke a tear. One tear and didn't move at all. The whole cup. She's like.
If you gotta make a man apologize that way, he don't just forget. You're not gonna get the apology.
Yeah.
You gotta learn to move on without the apology.
Like he doesn't even understand why he's apologizing.
He doesn't.
He's like, you know, if your feelings were mixed over and like thought that this isn't already an apology.
I'm curious how long ago this was. Because to Rich, it seems like it was like a decade ago.
Yeah.
And she's still holding on to it somehow.
I think it was a while ago.
You got to learn to move on without it.
Honey,
he doesn't care.
Right.
He does not care.
Sorry. He says, look, I want you off social media and no fights. I don't even do that. Johnny going to be a fun character for Love and Hip Hop.
So is she... I feel like there are now 5,000 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Is she on the show now? Because now Princess got kind of... Is that her name?
No.
Princess got thrown in there.
Precious.
Who is in and who is out?
I feel like this is like, you know, this DC, Marvel, and then there's like...
It's like
the Mona universe where it's just like all these characters. They're like superheroes to me. This hot mess superheroes.
Definitely not superheroes.
Huh?
Definitely not superheroes. Definitely not.
In my mind, they are. So then we get Rich and Sin and Precious playing mini golf. Where Sin...
Awkward.
I just feel like they were like, look, can someone give Sin a job? Because her and Eric ain't working out. So, like, can someone just give her? He's like, so Sin, tell me about your project. She's like, okay, so I've been working on this... thing. I'm going to plan this suicide prevention event. He's like, great. What do you need to do? Well, I need to book everything.
My thing is, this was just an idea. DJ, somebody at the door collect the money to get a coat check, lady. Two, if it's really cold outside, I can get somebody to clean them afterwards.
Valet.
Bartenders, hostesses, sparklers for the bottles.
And you know what I'm mad about?
And speakers. How about speakers for suicide prevention?
You know what I'm mad about is that he suggested Chrissy with this organization. Like, okay, you want him to bring out the ladies for this organization? Like, this needs to be something, like, really, like, legitimate, and it's a concern. Like, it needs to be, like, you know, grown thing. Not these hoes flopping in the background, like...
Nicolette, we're watching Love and Hip Hop.
I'm just saying.
What else? There's no New York cast.
I was just really mad. He was like, Chrissy's the perfect one. The perfect one. I don't know what part are you talking about.
They dilute people in for screen time.
I just can't.
So they just were like trying to pull everybody in.
You know, this will really help her. Sin talking about, I love Chrissy. Like, what? What is going on? I'm so confused. You were just at the J-Lo shoot where Erica fucking talking about, like, Erica. miss you. I love you and all that stuff. And now you're talking about Chrissy. You love Chrissy. I can't with this. Then Miss Precious Paris, who goes, I can't wait for this bitch to snap next week. Shit. Precious Paris talking about she waiting on a hit record. Well, bitch, that's why Olivia left too.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why does all G-Unit's people be coming over to Rich Dollars?
That's a good point. Well, Young Buck didn't go, so, you know.
But you know what? I will say, between the time of G-Unit and Rich Dollars did kind of pull up Olivia's career for a little bit, because I remember there was one time when I was living in New York and I was in Brooklyn and I was at this, like, LL Cool J concert or something, and my homegirl was already inside, so she had already left my ticket at the door, and I went to the door, and so I thought I had to wait in this long-ass line. They were like, oh, no, if you already have your ticket, you just go right on this way. And I passed this girl, and I was looking at this girl. I was like, she looks really familiar. I was like, does she have her shoes off? This bitch was walking barefoot, dirtier, feet dirtier than Peter Guns. Olivia, by herself, and they would not let her in. I was like,
Oh, but they stayed not letting people in.
In New York?
I saw a Laker not be able to get in during BET Awards weekend a
girl,
4 years
ago.
Girl, this
was not nothing that nobody should not have came in. This is like a day in the park.
I was mad she was wearing shoes. That's clearly why they did not let her in. She was not wearing shoes.
No, she had jelly sandals.
Jellies? What year was this? 2010?
That is almost as weird as worse as a kitten heel.
Oh, she better not have on a kitten heel. She better not on a kitten heel out here.
In Battery Park.
What's good brand to make the kitten heel to work shoes for ladies? What is it?
Kitten life.
Real soft.
I will be so salty if anybody ever tried to go out with me with a kitten heel. I'd be like, girl, come pick me up.
You didn't come out the house with a kitten heel on. Yeah, girl, strapless, better, though.
That's why her friends are like, girl, you ain't coming to the park.
At least put on a flip-flop. Okay.
So Precious wants her hit records. She hasn't seen records in months, which I'm just like, there was clearly someone was lying, because they both were like, are we going to start that?
I mean, clearly, she really came out of nowhere. Right. So all of a sudden, she in this thing. They fighting about something, and we're all just like, what is this going on?
And then he's like, well, I saw you was filming your music video the other day. And then against this whole percentage and all this stuff, sitting over there like, you know, this is reminding me of when he was with Erica, and I'm on Precious's side. Saying, you can't even put your party together. Like, you don't know what these numbers are talking about. You can't even get your money back from the damn her t-shirt deal. Like, calm down, honey. Go fucking do your calculations somewhere.
I mean, Sin is cute, you know, poor thing. She's trying to figure out what she's doing with her life, but, girl, it's all of us, okay?
Let's get to the last of them. Well, Yandy, you done got a storyline that I'm actually interested in, and thankful to Mendices.
Yes.
Yandy, Mendices' mom, and Mendices. All right, Yandy, cooking up that shrimp.
Yes, honey.
With them potatoes and that asparagus.
She done shit on my cooking life, girl.
Shit, let me find me an island girl.
I never liked lobster, yeah. But...
You don't like lobster?
Well, I said I never did. Was it lobster or shrimp? Well, it looked... I don't know.
She said lobster, and it looked like shrimp as well.
Yeah.
It looked like
a little jambalaya. A little medley.
I don't know. It was looking good, though. It was looking... Maybe because I'm just hungry.
It didn't look like a lot, though. I would have been like, ma'am, do you have, like, five of these?
Yeah, right. It was, like, very appetizer-y.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, maybe that was just the first dish, yeah. Boom. Okay.
So, they all are talking about Samantha... And apparently Samantha's mom told Mendices that he better watch himself and threatened him.
Let's just say,
I love at that moment,
I wasn't picturing who we done see.
Yo, so
the next episode.
Since we started this, they've been showing like the preview for this fight, and we've been for weeks trying to figure out who these other two people are. So obviously, we find out at the beginning of the episode, like, oh, okay, so that's gonna be Mendices' mom, and then we sit in there trying to figure out, you know, no shade. We were sitting there trying to figure out, we're like, who is this man? Is that her? Is that Samantha brought her lawyer to this? Then we were like, well, it could be maybe her lesbian friend or something. Girl, that was her mother.
And her mama does not play.
I fuck with Kim, though.
Me too.
I fuck with Kim.
We don't have no choice.
No choice.
Kim was out working the security guard. Kim used to be a combo guard in the NBA because she had the most... I swear to God, Kim was like... She was like posting...
I would not be surprised.
She was out working the bouncer.
I would not be surprised if Kim was a CO, okay?
Girl, she looked like it. I'd be watching Beyond Scared Straight. I was like,
one down, okay? Yeah, I would be so scared of her.
Yeah. Kim looked like on Beyond Scared Straight, the bitch that get in your face like, are you stealing?
No, she said outside. She said, it's about my grandson. And then the daughter was just sitting there like, yeah, that's what
she said. She would beat my ass too.
Yeah, she would beat my ass too. Look, Kim beat her in the car on the
radio.
She beat her.
All I know is two people I will never speak ill of off this show is Chinks and Kim. Chinks and Kim, y'all are great upstanding citizens as far as I'm concerned. Moving on. So Yandy meets up with Tara. She reveals her pregnancy. Tara talks about Peter. And then Tara gets into this, you know, her oldest son, Jameson. She told him that daddy doesn't live in the house no more. He cried.
Yandy says, excuse me. Yandy says, I'm sorry. Yandy said that she thinks that Peter should talk to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys
feel? He didn't talk to his other 12 kids. Why would he talk to these two? He didn't talk to the others, guys.
I don't know.
He didn't talk to the other 25 kids.
I mean, she could have just asked Tara, like, well, did you introduce yourself to the other kids, or what was that?
I mean, it just is. Even the fact that
he don't know his other kids, he can't talk.
Tara already has just said that daddy doesn't live in the house, so you already started. You already started telling your son, so you're already doing half the work for Peter.
Yeah,
and like you were saying, this is you, ladies. You're helping these guys out.
Standard,
right?
Do we really expect Peter to talk to anybody?
No. Hey, come on.
He can't even talk to fucking think about these girls.
Do we really think that out of any of his kids, he has had to talk with any of them?
No. Maybe by now, Corey.
Corey probably, yeah. Corey watches TV, so he has no choice.
He's asking questions.
He's like, Dad, I don't understand.
So what?
But these other kids, the woman right before Tara... Do we really think that Peter talked to her? No.
No. That bitch is over everything. She's like, I'm out of here. I don't know.
I'm confused. With Peter what? Guns.
Is we also ain't doing no
Peter Pinky.
That's his real last name.
His Guns ain't his real
so
last name.
So Corey Guns
is Peter's son. That's their stage
so,
name.
That's okay. A, yeah. That's their. So, but he's really Corey Pinky.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the meat and potatoes of this. So we get Mendici's and his mom, and we have Samantha and her mom. Well, Kim and Judy was ready to have a conversation. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, grown adults need to have grown adult conversations by yourself. Why are your parents there?
Judy was already
You're old. Like, you've done time. You have children. There's no need for your mothers to be there. There's no need. Mendici, you're a grown-ass fucking man.
And I ain't bringing Miss Kim nowhere to have a combo.
You know what?
Did you see Kim rocking the bouncer?
You know what? I kind of feel it, though. Because at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, they were young when, obviously, they had him. And I feel like, you know, in a way, the moms do have to be there to mediate the situation. I mean, they have to have two heads in there, I feel like. I don't know. I get it. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I also get why they would want the moms to be there, too. Like, okay, let's just all come to an agreement because we all care about, you know, the child. Like,
it's a simple conversation, though.
Because it's not that simple.
I mean, it isn't that simple, but it kind of is because they all seem to kind of get along and have these friendships. And it really was as simple as, like, I have had my kid most of the time. She seems to understand that. She says, I know you are a good, you know, father and whatnot. But then they brought up the homework situation. And then that's when Kim was like, no! Because we go to the school. Yeah. And
yeah. Well, my thing is if she...
Put the fingers down.
The thing is that the mom wants to have him Monday through Friday. And so it's not going to be simple because she's going to be like, so I'm just going to have... Okay, that's fine. I'll just have him Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
That's not going to be simple.
Right. And so he said no. And then he brought up maybe you have him for the weekend. Then they brought up the homework thing. And so I guess it's just about figuring out, like, what's really good with the homework situation. Mendici's.
That ain't my business. That ain't it.
Yeah, it's just, it sucks.
I don't know.
It sucks that as a parent, I don't have kids, but I can see how you would want your child back now that you feel like you're in a secure place. However, you do have to ease the kid in. So just to pull him out of the home that
he
knows.
A comfortable situation.
And to now he lives with you 5 days a week. That's not okay.
Like, you can't.
And he has a brother over there.
Yeah, you
got to
ease him into it. So, I mean, I get it, but I kind of think what's her name just want to be on TV. Like, I just think she just want to be gone.
Well, so Samantha, but here's the thing. Like, I don't know what kind of Xanax she was on or what, because she was just like, yeah. But she was really, she kept it chill for the most part. And I, right before the whole situation went down, she said to Judy, Judy was trying to explain Mendici's and little Mendici's relationship, and she said, I know he loves him, I understand that. And then Judy was popping off, and she said, Judy, come on, like, how old are you? She wasn't asking her to, like, hey, like, how old are you again? Like, tell me your age. Like, legit, she was saying, like, girl, like, why are you involving yourself in this situation? Like, how old are you?
You done brought it up, you trying to say that. He ain't doing his homework. Like, you trying to say, like, he's stuttering and stuff. Like,
well,
girl,
maybe he is.
Bye.
Like,
don't
we don't know.
But she did say it shady. She was like, come, Judy, how old are you?
Yeah, because, ma'am.
She didn't even need to say that.
If
she
my mother was speaking like that, I would turn to my mother and be like, Mom, what are you doing? Like,
but, wait, you got, listen.
You brought your mama.
But if you brought
don't
her, you know
some,
what your mama is. Right.
Yeah.
This is like, Def Jam Vendetta.
If you would have said that to my mama would have pulled the blade out. Don't feel your stride with. It depends on the mom. You can't say you
that's
knew you was being. You knew you were saying that. Yeah. She was like, "How old are you?"
Right. Well, Judy didn't even hold damn 3 seconds before she grabbed that margarita and was like, whoosh.
And got Kim. She didn't even get what's her name.
Samantha.
She got Kim's suit.
Oh, Kim.
And Kim
was ready to go.
I mean, I thought I was watching the Super Bowl again. I was looking at him running through damn touchdowns, fucking linebacker man coming out of nowhere. Like
Kim out here looking like Marshawn Lynch out here. She was like, she was tearing that.
She was turned
apart.
She was not playing no games.
Was like, yo, that beast mode out here in the streets. She was really destroying the bouncer.
Yo. And so then she goes back outside. Mendici's up, coming up to her, trying to calm her ass down. She like, no, I fucks with you, but like, that shit's not cool.
She's
if
just
that
so
happened,
real.
She was
like,
so real.
She's
like,
so
I fuck
real.
With Kim.
Real. I'll be scared of Kim. Miss Kim, don't call me.
Miss Kim.
I'm so scared, Miss Kim.
What, you scared because I threaten you?
Yes.
Like,
what you scared of? I'd be like, bitch, you're doing this again.
Yes,
again.
I'm scared because you threaten me.
People are throwing drinks because they're intimidated. Just
oh
back
God.
The fuck up.
She beat Samantha when she got in the
she
car.
She was cool.
At least Mendici's admits his mom was wrong and whatnot. And he wants to, like we said at the beginning, deal with it by themselves.
And there
which
you go.
Which they should have, yeah, they should have done from the start. But it took the fight for them to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this was an okay thing.
Maybe it was. And on that note, let's head to predictions.
Maybe after that's going to make it way easier for them to just, okay, you know what, at this point, I will just take him the days he wanted to.
I'm assuming that they are going to, it is going to get easier because they did show both the moms next week. And it seemed like they were trying to edit some sort of aggression there, but they would have showed some sort of fight if there was a fight. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, you know, that was really inappropriate to me, like, as a mother.
Right.
And that'll set a good stance for them and the kids. Yeah. And then, you know, Mona set up a lesson. So that was really well written, Mona. I like that. Mm-hmm. Erica has a new boo.
Wonder who it is.
Wonder who.
And Chrissy and Chinx are creating some sort of contract, or what was it? They like.
I didn't get it. It sounded like a contract, but for the baby.
No, it's not like if it's not us, it's nothing. So you trying to be with her? I didn't understand the contract at all.
I'm like, is this like a
Nene
and Cynthia like friend contract thing?
That's
like,
what I'm
saying. I don't know. And then Cisco, I think, realizes Diamond Dumb moved on, and he trying to go back with his ex, baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave her alone.
She don't seem like she trying to have it at all.
She's like, just let me go.
Let it go.
Let
all right.
It go.
On that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button below. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
At Since They Don't Play.
Me at Canelia.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.